This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Okay, you're sitting at a red light, you're right behind one person, the light turns green, and the car in front of you doesn't move. And you can see the driver's head facing down. He or she is texting. How long do you give them before you honk?
3 seconds.
3 second rule?
I do this.
Second rule? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good rule.
And I don't lay on the horn. A little like, toot toot.
I know.
Like just a little polite, like, hey, not trying to honk at you, but we do have to get going here, so.
Yeah. Play attention. More than 1,000 adult U.S. drivers were asked to give their opinions of fellow motorists, including which behaviors irritate and infuriate them the most. And the number one thing that bugs all of us the most about other people is the texter. The texter is the one that it seems bugs us the most. Now, that's not my personal opinion. It might not be yours, but that's the one. 22% said the texting person bugs them the most. Number two, the tailgater. That I don't like, because they're so aggressive. Like, where are you going so fast that you have to come up right on my butt?
Yep. You know when that really gets me more than anything is driving to work in the morning. There's no one on the road.
Oh, right.
There's no one on the road.
Right.
And at least once a week, someone will fly up behind me. There's no one else around us, as fast as they can. And at the last second, swerve over to get around me. Why?
Right, right.
Why? There's no one else on the road. And it was a long stretch of road. Yeah. So you saw me from a mile away.
Right. Number three, most hated driver. The last minute line cutter. Now, you need to understand something. Even though it seems a little tiny bit counterproductive, it's actually the right thing to do. When lines are merging, lanes are merging, you should use all of them until the very end. Don't take my word for it. CHP officer J.W. Townsend told you. I'm the one who does it all the time around the bend at Avila Beach, heading southbound 101. Everybody stalled in those left two lanes. I get over to the right-hand lane, go right past all of them, go as far as I can. When I get there, blinker on, merge in. That's the way to do it. Number four, most hated driver. The left lane hog.
Yep.
Right.
Another thing, get over.
Start with it as a passing lane. Are you passing anybody?
Right.
Well, then no.
If you're not, then just get over. I hate when people do that so much. Oh, my God. Do you feel so entitled in life? Because now you're holding up everyone else behind you. Just get over.
Yeah. The only time I really do that consistently that I remember is that stretch up in north of San Miguel. Like from San Miguel to King City, like that road, they're doing a ton of road work now.
Yeah.
It's getting better and it's really nice now. But before they fixed it all, that right-hand lane had so many potholes. It's like, I got to get in the fast lane or I'm going to have to take my car in for repairs here. But they fixed that. The last one.
Quick on that. The person that stays in the left lane, like, you know you're a complete AH in everything else in life, too. Like, no one likes you. Because if you're the type of person that stays in that left lane, you're the type of person to do crap like that in other parts of your life. Entitled.
I try to check my mirror as much as possible. And if I see somebody coming up, I will get over
to because you're to being the courteous. Right. If you have a reason for it, that's one thing. If you're just sitting there like an idiot.
All right, so you got the texter, the tailgater, the last-minute line cutter, the left-lane hog, and the crawler. Let me ask you this. Which one do you think you are?
The
texter, the tailgater, last minute line cutter, left lane hog, crawler.
As much as I just said, I hate this type of person.
Yeah.
The tailgater.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in the left freaking lane.
Three crosses out four.
And I'll be don't three, tailgate right? I people unless they need to be tailgated. Like if you're in the left lane, you're just sitting there.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll also.
Okay. This is so embarrassing, but I have to be honest. I'm probably the texter.
Yeah, don't do that.
I know.
I do that too. I know it's bad.
I know.
No one's going to sit here and like be preachy to you.
I know. Which type of driver are you? That's our jug pull of the day today. Or should we just stick with the basic? Which one bugs you the most?
Which one bugs you the most?
Okay. We won't make you confess, Jug Country, even though we just confessed.
I would just say make them confess.
Well,
make
then let's confess. Make it. Yes. Which type of driver are you? Where are you on this? These top five worst behaviors about driving? Which one are you?
Shauna said she doesn't like the non-blinker driver. I'm with her on that, too.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm trying to turn, like,
yeah.
If I'm going to either make a right or a left, whatever, and someone's coming down the road and they know they're going to turn onto the street I'm it's waiting courteous. To turn out of.
Sure.
I could have turned a freaking hour ago
right.
if you would have used your blinker.
Right.
Or if I'm in a parking lot and someone, I'm trying to pull out and someone wants to turn into the lane I'm in. Blinker.
It's okay.
How am I supposed to know where you're going?
Right, right.
Oh, I'm with her on that.
It's on the list. It didn't make the top five, but it's in the top 10. It just didn't make the top five. So, Jug Poll of the day today brought to you by Farm Supply. Farm Supply, your local farmer-owned cooperative, celebrating 70 years of providing exceptional customer service and quality products. All right, let's take a quick second and check in with ABC News now and get a status update.
From ABC News, I'm Shay Preston. In about a half hour, we will get unemployment numbers from the Labor Department. According to some estimates, as many as 3 million people may have filed for first-time benefits as a result of the global pandemic. The Senate passing that $2 trillion stimulus plan, that'll give some relief. It still must pass the House and be signed by the president. The human toll of the coronavirus outbreak, nearly 475,000 diagnosed cases, more than 21,000 deaths in 175 countries. Here in the U.S., we passed a milestone overnight. Over 1,000 people have died from COVID-19. ABC's Whit Johnson is at hard-hit hospital at the epicenter in New York City.
Here at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, at least 13 people have died in just 24 hours. The state accounting for roughly half of all cases across the country. Grim images of teams setting up a makeshift morgue outside Bellevue Hospital, something they did during 9/11.
Dr. Colleen Smith is an emergency room doctor at Elmhurst Hospital.
Really shocking to all of us how sick people get with this virus and how sudden the sickness comes on.
It's not just New York, though. It's all over the country. Michael Bain is in Chicago.
It feels like you're getting beat up all the time. And then the coughing, you know, becomes pretty violent, just exasperates the pain that you feel in your body.
Evelyn Riley's father passed away at a Milwaukee hospital. He is warning all of us to take it seriously.
I've seen the jokes, the memes, you know, everything. But when it hits home, it has to stop when we got to think. Family can't be there to hold their hand.
Family can't be there to hold their hands, he said. Through all of this, there's another number to tell you about, the number of diagnosed cases around the world who've recovered, over 115,000. Ford this morning rolling out plans to restart work at North American factories in the next few weeks. Right now, work set to start on April 6th. The plant in Mexico followed a week later. You're listening to ABC News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code FRUITS.
New orders for the U.S. military around the world. Virtually all movement of troops being stopped for the next 2 months to slow the spread of the coronavirus. One exception, the partial withdrawal of U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. That continues, but they will be quarantined for at least 2 weeks. New coronavirus tests have gotten federal approval.
The typical test used a deep nasal swab and was not only uncomfortable for the patient, but dangerous for doctors.
When they stick that swab way back into a patient's nose, sometimes the patients cough or they sneeze. this causes exposure to the clinicians.
However, University of Washington researcher Jerry Cangelosi's study found that less invasive self-sampling is just as effective, and it has the added benefit of reducing the risk to healthcare workers and saving much-needed protective gear such as masks and gloves. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
As COVID-19 spreads and demand for air travel falls, more passenger planes are being used for cargo. Delta and Air New Zealand now say they will offer cargo charter services. McDonald's is putting its all-day breakfast menu on hold. The company says it's part of an effort to simplify operations under the strain of the pandemic, but McDonald's promises that it's only temporary. Today was supposed to be opening day for baseball, the season on hold because of the coronavirus outbreak. Speaking to ESPN, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred says they're probably not going to be able to play a full 162-game season. This is ABC News.
What's a Zoom room? It's what your conference room is meant to be, with flawless video and audio conferencing, instant wireless content sharing from any device, and just one tap of a button to start a meeting. Any space can easily become a modern, simple-to-use Zoom room, from huddle rooms to executive offices to huge training rooms. And whether you have a few rooms or a few thousand, Zoom rooms is effortlessly scalable. Sign up online for a free 30-day trial of Zoom rooms and meet happy with Zoom.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.